It is interesting from our perspective to see that you are busily building a reservoir of energy that is standing in stagnation. There is a growing number of people aware of the Paradigm Project, but few, if any, have sat down to play it, composing what might be called their personal idea of a statement of purpose. It is as though you must wait until you meet in some type of formal meeting to accomplish anything. Where is personal responsibility in this response? It would seem to me that bringing your personally defined idea along with you would bring a different level of intent to a meeting to define a purpose. It was hoped that this would be a natural outcome of the suggestions that you begin this process for your own salvation. Do not assume that your ground crew status will be enough. You are in the third dimensional experience and are governed by the same as other inhabitants of planet Earth. If personal responsibility is a keynote, then operate within it, especially with regard to the project if you hope to achieve its purpose. We are finding it difficult from the perspective of our experience to comprehend just how difficult it is for you to experience within the vibrational level of Earth. The combination of planned lowering techniques being applied to all aspects of earthly existence is inevitably lowering the vibration in measurable calibrations. It is the concerted effects of the multiple techniques that are accomplishing this. The critical mass of humans now within the control of these combined techniques will soon be reached. It is important for you to have the understanding that the critical mass point needed for evil intent is different than it is for intent upliftment. This cannot be calculated in simple percentages, for the degree of involvement of each soul and its extensions must be considered in this calculation. As the vibratory rate descends, the critical mass point ascends, while the opposite is true from our point of view. Lowering the vibratory rate is much more difficult than raising it. A simple realization can cause a jump in the vibratory rate. So why don't we just trigger a big planetary realization and fix the whole thing? As the vibratory rate lowers, the brain synapses become more and more impaired. Also, the use of sugar substitutes such as Equal is slowly destroying the ability of the brain to function as they destroy the nerve endings. These can and do cross the blood-brain barrier. Further, low-fat, high-sugar-bearing carbohydrate diets are starving the brain cells. All of this is part of the plan. Remember, they understand functions of the physical body well enough to be able to develop techniques to weaken the connection of the being to a vibratory source in hopes that it can be broken at their moment of choosing. May we stress that you think carefully about this information and that you read your labels and take personal responsibility in the care of your bodily functions necessary to participate in this project. Beyond that which is mentioned in this message and the previous one, the remaining critical factor is the pH level of your body and your blood. If you are serious about wanting to return to the higher dimensional experience, then you are required to master the third dimension, and the completion of this project is recommended as your ticket. Personal responsibility is being responsible for your personal expression of this life experience, starting with your body temple. To do that now, you need to think independently of what is being touted in your media and by the medical community. Even most alternative professionals are versed in less than holistic understanding and offer only partial assistance with their expensive products. Massage is a pleasant interlude, but is not a replacement for the personal responsibility of regular, gentle exercise. Are we lecturing you? What is offered is by way of guidance. If you take it in any other way, then you are reacting to the distorted ego function. Depends on whether you can act rather than intellectualize. The ego has been so distorted so that it loves to pontificate and to excuse so that personal responsibility can be avoided. So much easier to talk than to do when changing established patterns is involved. It can be overcome by ignoring it and placing the focus beyond the chaos of change and instead on visualizing the end result. Pictures bypass the intellectualizing process and are the true language of the brain. In order to come up with a statement of purpose, the parenting groups must spend personal time visualizing or dreaming what each can conceive through imagination, going within the mind of God, and then attempting to put it in the concise wording. The process can begin with words, then mental movies, then words again. This would bring into practice purposeful meditation, a wonderful tool of higher dimensions. I believe it has been referred to as becoming that which you desire. Those known as shamans and oracles use the technique and walk in two worlds. There are nuances of the universal laws that support the intended purpose of experiencing your way back to the source of all. It's an adventure offering challenge and joy far beyond third-dimensional physical challenges. These leave the empty feelings that once filled can only be filled with more challenging experiences that bring the same frustrating results of emptiness. The paths of learning are blocked, and mankind on Earth is left chasing its non-existent tail and being led in a downward spiral. Continuing in our focus of accepting personal responsibility, it's important to consider another aspect. The ideal of personal responsibility is perceived as being heavy on the responsibility aspect. It would serve humanity better if the accent were on the personal aspect. Again, personal has been distorted to assume the meaning of selfishness, which is translated from the deliberate focus of denying that one can create independence and must take what is needed from someone else. The bankers on your planet illustrate this law of the proposed negative system and carry out this concept to the extreme. This group is not only visualizing their planned result, but is living it now. This increases the available energy required for their plan to move forward. Your Bible has a statement within it to read something like, "The rain falls on the just and the unjust." How do you feel about that? The rain refers to the universal laws working within the focus of either polarity. You are programmed to think that negative pole is always bad. Within the context of the whole, this is not true. There is no electricity, energy moving without both poles. It is distorted use beyond the norms of balance that are at issue in this instance. Personal has the true meaning of the harmonious expression of the fragments of creator energy expressing radiantly by continuing the flow of expansive energy into whatever dimension it is within. The word was devised within the focus of reference to the fragment as the family of God, per S-O-N, son, all, personal. Again, the masculine reference because it is within the perception of expansiveness being a masculine aspect. In other words, personal responsibility exemplifies the willingness to be a flow of expansive energy within the realm of your pattern of experience. With the cycle of energy surrounding you moving in an opposite directional flow, you must swim upstream, so to speak, to accomplish what you intend. Hopefully these messages will provide a convenient rock on which you can stand above the flow in order to get your equilibrium, gain strength to resolve, and then start to gather the rocks necessary to build a dam to divert the flow in a new direction. Yours is a holy project reflecting the holistic nature of how it all works. Within your sequential focus, it must come together piece by piece, but it may not in true reality work that way. This is why it is so important that you trust the process, especially when you think things are not working as they should be. Just do your part and all will come into place. Trust.